Our second reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. And that's found on page 1179. Chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be.
Hello, everybody. Happy Christmas from me. My name's Martin, and I'm on the staff team here, as Ben would say. It's great to be with you all. Let me pray as we come to God's word together. Father, thank you for this Christmas day. Would you open our hearts to what you want to say to us through the Lord Jesus and through your word to us today? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, some of you will remember Pam Ayres, the TV poet. Well, Pam is still going and she's written us this Christmas poem for 2022. Are you ready? Pam Ayres, she had kind of a West Country accent. I'm looking at nobody in particular over there. Well, happy Christmas, mateys. You can't get on a train. The border force is striking, so you can't get on a plane. The nurses on the picket line feel underpaid and wronged. And if you need an ambulance, the wait could be prolonged. No turkey on the table, the blight has got the flu. Here's a Yuletide sausage, one'll have to do. Let's raise a glass of water with blankets on our knees and drink to festive merriment as we gently freeze. Happy Christmas, everyone. Don't know how you feel better. Well, today it is the secret of a happy Christmas. What's the secret to a happy Christmas? I'm going to be looking at Philippians 2. But the first question I want to ask in your family today, who's the most important person? Mum, dad, grandpa, baby, dog. Who's the most important person in your family today? Go on, join in. So everybody in your family, who's the most important person in your family today? Mum's good, yeah, mum's most important today. Yeah, what are you going to say, young man? Miss you. Everybody, that's a good answer. Well, let's come back to see what Philippians 2 says. Actually, I've got my little Christmas sack here, by the way. My first hashtag for a happy Christmas is this, hashtag be humble. Be humble. Listen to this. This is from our reading. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Now, if I go in here, my first Christmas present, what's this? It's a nappy. It's a nappy. Yeah, it's a nappy. You see, Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself and took on the nature of humanity. He who was infinite became incontinent. He needed a nappy. Jesus needed a nappy. He didn't just need one. He didn't need one packet. Of course, they used to wrap them with swaddling bands. I didn't have nappies back 2,000 years ago. But you know what I mean. Jesus humbled himself from the one who created everything to being completely dependent on Mother Mary and his parents to look after him. So this Christmas, if Jesus can do that, nobody is too important in our house. Hashtag be humble. So be humble. Somebody said this, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. So, right answer, everybody's important in my house today, okay? Everybody's important in the house today. Be humble. Second hashtag. Let's have a little look here. What does it say? He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being found in human likeness, and he, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of a cross. So I'm just going to fiddle in here. This is my next Christmas. It's a cross. And so if our first hashtag for Christmas was be humble, our second hashtag modeled on Jesus, our attitude should be the same of Jesus, is to give ourselves. To give ourselves. You see, Jesus, although he was equal with God, humbled himself and he gave himself for the world on the cross. And his obedience was from the crib. He humbled himself in obedience to his Father from the crib to the cross. So this Christmas, I'm going to need, is Phoebe ready to come and help? Noah's coming to help, sorry. Noah, come. I've got a special present box here. Da, 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 da. What I'd like you to do is get inside there. Just hide yourself. Got some tape, yeah. First service, it was Lucy in the first service. Right, in there, right, just stay up. See, we're having our presents later, aren't we? And sometimes it can get a bit fraught around presents, can't it? People can say, it's my turn to open a present, or it's not fair, why have they got that, and why haven't I got that? When we're thinking about our presents this afternoon, our second hashtag for Happy Christmas, give ourselves, we've got our present, and this is the classic example. Would you like to come out now? We give ourselves. That's the present. We're the present to the people around us. Give ourselves. Well done, give her a round of applause. As Ben said, the greatest gift is Jesus, but we can be a gift ourselves to those around us by giving ourselves as Jesus gave himself for us. Now, I wonder what chores are there to do today when you get home later? What chores are waiting for there? What chores in your household?
Washing up?
Doing the dishwasher. Yeah, it could be washing up, it could be doing the dishwasher. Have you got chores in your household? Anybody else? Peeling potatoes, excellent. You did the dishwasher this morning. I said be humble, hashtag number two. There's lots of busy chores on Christmas Day, aren't there? And my third point is this. Let me go. He didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped. But he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. And then later on, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So the first thing I've got, as we think about chores on Christmas Day, my third hashtag is this. Serve others. Jesus came as the servant king. He humbled himself. He became a servant. Here's a tea towel, because I think this is probably one of the big jobs that needs doing today in all of our homes. Maybe clearing up wrapping paper, clearing up after your Christmas lunch, putting things away. And Jesus came as a servant. So the tea towel reminds us that Jesus is a servant. But you know, when Jesus served, this was the authentic Jesus. And Jesus at his most authentic is also king. God the Father. He humbled himself and became a servant. And he was honored by God the Father. And he was exalted to the right hand of God as king. He's the servant king. That's who we worship today. And you know what? We become our authentic selves, our most authentic selves, when we copy Jesus and we serve those around us. So three tips for a happy Christmas today. Number one, hashtag be humble. Second, hashtag two, give ourselves. And hashtag three, serve others. So let's do that again so you remember. So hashtag one, be humble. Hashtag two, give ourselves. Hashtag three, serve others. Great. Let's just final verse five, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus came to show us how to live by how he obeyed you. Thank you for his humility in becoming a tiny child, leaving the glory of heaven and being totally dependent on his mum and his dad. Help us not to make ourselves too important, but to be humble. Help us, like Jesus, to give ourselves to those around us. And help us this day to serve others, even as Jesus has served us. And forgive us for those times we've already gone wrong today. In Jesus' name, amen.